Hello out there, all of you hydrolyzed hallucinations. Your low-power community radio dials have been switched to on, causing a tiny red light to appear and your speakers to crackle to life, engulfing your ears in the broadcast sounds of KDRT in Davis, California, 95.7 FM. This show is called A Constant Grin. It begins with strange sentences, like the ones you just listened to, and then proceeds to play 30 minutes of brooding indie rock tunes. Each show is home recorded in a South Davis condo by the body attached to the voice you're hearing right now, and it airs for the first time on Friday afternoons at 2 p.m. with podcasts available at kdrt.org. I'm going to start off this week's show with two long, slow, kind of somber songs that also happen to be from two of my favorite albums. This first one is by The More Shallows, and on the album, it's preceded by an instrumental, and I kind of think the song actually works better with the instrumental opener attached, so I'm just going to go ahead and play both of them. This song is called Walk of Shame.
Thank you. it's almost time to return to Rome. Oh, can we change these frequencies? Can we trade them in for dreams? Can we stay asleep for them? And Lucifer, if we say please, can we keep them? 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 Can we keep them?
Thank you.
You are listening to A Constant Grin here on KDRT 95.7 FM Low Power Community Radio in Davis, California. The song I just played for you was by a band called Valleys. That song was called Slow Path. They were a band from Montreal who mixed folk music of some psychedelic flourishes and eruptions of louder guitar and drums. That song is from their 2009 album Sometimes Water Kills People, which, as previously stated, is a favorite of mine. And I began the set with a very long track by The More Shallows. That one was called Walk of Shame. They were a trio from San Francisco who made what one reviewer on Amazon called neo-psychedelic sweets with quiet melodies and provocative sonic hooks. Another person called it perfect dark poetry offset by beautiful music. And they happen to be one of my very favorite bands, and that song happens to be off one of my very favorite albums by them. It was called More Deep Cuts, and it was released back in 2005. So let's get right back into the music. This next set is quite a bit faster and more pop-like than the one you just heard. I'm going to kick it off with a song by Citizens Here and Abroad. This song is called Deer in the Headlights.
Thank you. cover. And if your money ain't no good, that's fine. While everyone's looking it out and taking names, well, I'll just take a number.
This is 95.7 FM in Davis, California, low-power community radio, KDRT, A Constant Grin. That last one's the name of the show. I just played you a song by Eulogies. That song was called Intimate Debris. They were an indie pop band out of Los Angeles. That one can be found on their album Tear the Fences Down, which came out in 2011. Prior to that, I played a song by White Rabbits. That song was called Rudy Fails. They were a six-piece Brooklyn band who also dabbled in what could generically be called indie pop. Rudy Fails is off their sophomore album, It's Frightening, from the year 2009. And I began the whole thing with a track by Citizens Here and Abroad. That one was called Deer in the Headlights. They're actually another San Francisco band. That one is off their 2006 album, Waving, Not Drowning. The record label called it sweeping soundscapes and brooding harmonies with dramatic peaks and valleys that build into a frenzy and then peel away like onion skin. And so that is just about going to put the finishing touches on another episode of this show. But I'll be back next week. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to leave you with one more song. It's by a band called Ghost Plane. They're an experimental alternative country meets somewhat psychedelic indie rock band from New Zealand, whose music I stumbled upon kind of randomly on the internet many years ago now. They only released one EP and one album, but they're both quite good. This track is from the album, which was titled Beneath the Sleepy Lagoon. It came out in 2005. And I think it was one of the very first albums that I purchased digitally, as copies of the CD were not available in the United States. And now that we're all familiar with my personal history with the band and song, I think it's actually safe to listen to it. This one is by Ghost Plane. It's called Silver Culture.
Station.